From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now, and we've got some breaking news to tell you about right now. In the last hour or so, FIFA president Sepp Blatter has won re-election to a fifth term as the head of the International Soccer Federation, just 2 days after top FIFA officials were arrested in that raid at a luxury hotel in Switzerland on charges of widespread bribery and corruption. Blatter did not win the two-thirds majority he needed on the first ballot, but before the second round of voting got underway, his challenger, Prince Ali bin al-Hussein of Jordan, withdrew. Mike Pesca is Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he's with us now. And Mike, what do you make of this? You had predicted that he would win, but what about the fact that it didn't happen in the first round?
Well, I don't think that that is too noteworthy, and it is part of the genteel world of the sportocrat for Prince Hussein, who is the brother of the king, to withdraw in that situation. The writing was on the wall, as it would be for anyone who knows how the voting goes. So there are 209 votes, and many of these votes are large countries, but many more are small countries, and some are what wouldn't even be considered countries, not large enough to be in the United Nations. For instance, you know, provincialities and territories, Montserrat, which has 6,000 people. And Blatter delivers to especially many small countries, entire continents. Most of Africa likes him, thinks that he's helped the game there. So he's a great politician. That's how you get to five terms, and that's how you get to five terms amidst swirling allegations. It reminds me a little bit in this country of a politician like Huey Long, who was seen as a populist, who might have been corrupt, but still delivered to his constituents as they saw it.
And who's going to be most unhappy about this? Which countries are really unhappy?
UEFA, which is the acronym for the European model. Now, this the United States, the country that brought our Justice Department, brought the charges against those FIFA officials, not Blatter. But, you know, that's not been ruled out. And it's a little bit of a first world versus developing world dynamic. And part of that is because the smaller countries, you know, with a little bit in the whole scheme of things, with a little bit of money, Blatter could legally align the pockets, or at least build the pitches or fields of these nations and help them. Whereas, you know, if you're Germany, if you're England, a little bit of FIFA money sloshing around isn't going to do much. Although I have to say, there were Americans at the center of this bribe, like former official Chuck Blazer, who's an American who, one detail is, he used FIFA money to essentially keep a condo for his cats in the Trump Plaza.
And at this point, by the way, Sepp Blatter has not been incriminated at all in this corruption investigation. Let's listen to him speaking right after he won.
But now, and I have said it before, I take the responsibility to bring back FIFA. With you, we do it. We do it. We do it. And I'm convinced we can do it.
And Mike, he also said he will not touch the World Cup. And we remember that the 2018 World Cup was awarded to Russia, 2022 to Qatar. There have been a lot of allegations, now an investigation into whether that was because of this bribery and corruption. Do you think there's still a chance that either of these countries could lose the World Cup?
I think that's highly doubtful. Look, FIFA voted. They voted in Sepp Blatter. They voted in the man who said that this was on the up and up. And in fact, the person who wrote the Garcia report, the eponymous Garcia, who is a former U.S. attorney, resigned because he didn't like that FIFA didn't release the full report, just a highly redacted version. And this is the world of the sportocrat. This is the world of FIFA. He's not governing with exactly an iron fist, but he knows how to get his votes. And let's also note that a lot of the countries voting for him, you can't vote in those countries. These are often autocracies. These aren't themselves fair elections. The only elections that will be going on in a lot of these countries are for things like the president of FIFA.
Well, so how much does it matter for the game of soccer that it's got now that this organization has this taint of corruption?
I think soccer is bigger than FIFA. FIFA gives that lip service, but I don't think Sepp Blatter believes that. The World Cup is such a joyous event. You essentially can't screw it up, but what you can do is do it correctly or incorrectly. And like with the case of Qatar, it's not just the bribery. I mean, thousands of day laborers and laborers might die. This has been documented. Yeah. The working conditions are terrible. So lives are literally on the line. And he is at best a goofball. He has this image as a guy who's happy dancing away problems and says that racism can be solved with a handshake. It's a crime, according to the Justice Department, but a shame, as I see it, that the vehicle of soccer isn't used for more good.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst, host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.